You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are joined by Mr. John Kramer, the Vice President of The Flow North America, where he leads and manages business strategy and implementation based in Sheffield, United Kingdom, and with U.S. headquarters in Detroit, Michigan. The Flow is one of the world's leading providers of device-agnostic telematics solutions for the auto insurance industry. Mr. Kramer, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Eric, thanks for having me. Really excited to be joining you.
And certainly pleased to have you with us. Looking forward to hearing all the details on The Flow. So for starters, tell us about The Flow and what the company does to kick things off today.
Yeah, sure. So The Flow, as you had said, is an insurance telematics company. And we do have our headquarters in the United Kingdom in Sheffield, England. And basically what we do is we provide services, data services, and technology services to insurance partners throughout the globe, as well as OEMs and large fleets. We have a primary focus as an organization, and the company was founded under the premise of making mobility safer and smarter for all. We're really committed to really trying to save lives in addition to providing some benefit to insurance partners. We're an award-winning independent technology company, and as I said, we're founded in 2012 by three individuals. Our CEO, Aldo Monteforte, our chief innovation officer, his name is Dr. Sam Chapman, and our chief technology officer, Paul Ridgway. And really what we wanted to do at the very beginning was harness the forces of sensor and software technology and data for the insurance industry, but also combine that with social science. One of the interesting things about our organization is we are owned by the management team, so that's puts us in a very unique and privileged place where, our individual decisions are governed by our customers, not necessarily by outsiders or investors. As I said, we do have our Center of Excellence in Sheffield, England, but we do also have an office here in Detroit, Michigan. We also have satellite offices in Italy and China as well. Since we founded in 2012, starting as three, we actually moved to 120-plus professionals in 5 years, and 70% of our associates are scientists. We have PhDs in computer science, mathematics, physics, and psychology for that all-important social science aspect. And something else that's really important, too, is we are a telematics device agnostic organization, which basically means if we can take sensor data that meets the kind, quality, and frequency of data that we need, we can basically take that and then derive insights for our insurance partners from there.
Excellent. And when and why did The Flow decide to launch its U.S. operations? Get into some of those details and how that came about.
Yeah, I'd like to think that there's a couple of reasons for that. So first of all, North America and the United States is the largest insurance market in the world as of today. And we also had a global presence as it was and had some strategic clients in the United States. In fact, when I joined the organization, I guess it was about a year and a couple of months ago, we already had four established customers in the U.S. So the decision to come to the United States was definitely strategic so that we had local resources being able to serve the needs of our clients. Also, telematics in and of itself in the insurance industry is really, really starting to emerge and become the new normal. And the unique position that we had with the experience that we have with our social science, our data science, our scoring capabilities really afforded some good opportunities for The Flow here in the United States.
Yeah, good move on your part and totally makes sense as well. Now, The Flow sets its U.S. headquarters, as we mentioned, in Detroit, Michigan. Why was that location actually selected?
Yeah, actually, we have a couple of different reasons. So the first is one of our key clients is actually located in the Detroit Metro. And to, send a signal of solidarity and commitment to them, we wanted to be close by them. So that's one of the reasons. The other reason is, if you think about Detroit in relation to getting to the rest of the United States or even the rest of North America, it's a key hub. Approximately 80% of the U.S. population can be reached within a few-hour flight from Detroit. So it made a lot of sense just logistically to serve the customers and the clients that we have. The other thing it is, too, we are a sensor technology company, and obviously Detroit is the automobile capital of the world. So being right in the middle of the auto capital of the world really positioned us as a sensor technology company to form alliances with those OEMs and really start having some conversations with them. So it was quite strategic that way. The other side of it is, too, and this is what I would call kind of a soft reason, but Sheffield, England, and Detroit, Michigan have a lot in common. They're both formerly, kind of Rust Belt blue-collar towns. Sheffield was known for steel making, and obviously Detroit was known for auto manufacturing and other manufacturing jobs. And very similar, in and around the mid-80s, we had some issues with manufacturing jobs and positions. And what we started to see is, both in Detroit and in Sheffield, there's this resurgence and almost a renaissance of technology that's emerging. So almost, philosophically, it made sense to pick Detroit as our headquarters as well.
And with that explanation, that certainly does size it up. Today we're joined by Mr. John Kramer, the Vice President of The Flow North America, one of the world's leading providers of device-agnostic telematics solutions for the auto insurance industry, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, if you would, Mr. Kramer, talk about some of the challenges that you have faced in establishing The Flow's U.S. presence.
Yeah, so interestingly, in a former life, I worked with an international company that established a U.S. presence. So actually, when I took the reins over here, I would say that it a lot of this felt very familiar. I think really there are a lot of challenges, the first being engagement across continents. You know, our organization is large, it's emerging, and it's growing. You know, being able to reach across literally the water and stay connected and feel like you're part of the family, that's a bit of a challenge. I mean, you have a time zone difference, 5 hours of difference, and even just some physical barriers there. The other side of it is, too, here in North America, we have remote associates. So even within the organization stateside, we do have those challenges of establishing a remote presence and keeping our associates engaged and active, even in different time zones and different locations here stateside. Then I would say that a lot of the challenges, too, are related to things that you would have challenges in any organization, communications, business differences, thought differences, cultural differences. And as I had said, time zone differences is another one, too. But fortunately, we're able to get through that with a lot of technology. I also think that, diversity of thought with a global headquarters and creating local knowledge and localized products and just having a global perspective is really something that can be a bit of a challenge. Because everybody has their own unique ideas and thoughts on how to do things. And tying that all up to a global strategy can at times feel that, people are at odds. But I think, as a whole, fortunately, our organization has done a really good job of, number one, embracing us and also us embracing, our clients and, our partners across the pond as well as around the world.
Good stuff there. Lastly, what are some of the next business steps that you will take to help The Flow continue to grow within the U.S.?
Yeah, so great question, Eric. A lot of that is really adding to the team here in Detroit. We do have aggressive growth plans. To really do well here in the States, and to do that, we really need to add to our Detroit team, specifically some sales personnel in key markets, as well as some efforts to really provide additional support, localized support to our clients. And we do have clients on the East Coast as well as on the West Coast, so that's definitely very important to keep that growth going. The other side of it is, too, building branding efforts, just kind of creating brand awareness about The Flow. We've been doing this since 2012. We've been doing a wonderful job, and we have very loyal clients, and we continue to grow year over year. But really, being a new company, I guess you could say, to the United States, the brand recognition wasn't there. So we're doing some things like trade shows, PR work, press releases, and the like, to just raise the awareness of The Flow, to create our brand equity, and to really establish ourselves as a U.S. player. And the last piece of that is, too, just to keep us growing, is building alliances. One of the things that I had mentioned earlier is working with the auto manufacturers in Detroit, as well as other providers of sensor technology that can really tie us to our mission of making mobility safer and smarter for all. So got a lot of work to do, but you know what? We're really excited to do it, and it's pretty exciting times to be at the Flow.
Certainly does sound like exciting times, and really appreciate the update and introducing Flow to the audience as well. Where can listeners get all the details on the Flow online and also be in contact as needed?
Yeah, so very simple. If you want to take a look at the Flow, it's www.theflow, and it's FLOOW.com, where you can actually take a look at our company. You can take a look at our products, our services, our pricing strategies, as well as, a little bit about the company and about our founders and, kind of our philosophies on how we like to do business with insurance partners, OEMs, and large fleets.
Again, Mr. Kramer, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly enjoyed our time today.
Eric, thank you so much for having me. It was my pleasure.
And the pleasure was certainly ours. We've been speaking with Mr. John Kramer, the Vice President of the Flow North America, one of the world's leading providers of device-agnostic telematics solutions for the auto insurance industry. And for further details online, visit theflow.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.